Happy Monday, crew. What is happening? Hopefully everybody made it through the weekend okay. We can only hope, right? We are live here on the YouTubes, ready for a little MOA Monday. The show, of course, where you get to ask the questions and kind of control the topic, and hopefully I don't go down too many rabbit holes in the process. We are also simulcast over on Gun Channels, so I think everybody currently here is familiar with that, but just in case there's somebody listening that is not aware, I will hammer down the link to Gun Channels there so you can get over there, take a look at that. So there it is. All right. What else do we have on the table here we need to take care of? Looks like Clay is over on the Gun Channel site, and there's several in here. Hopefully a few more will get in here as the notifications go out and all that good kind of stuff. Sam was first by all my accounts here, and I've got it on top chat, so I'm going to change that over to the live chat. But, yeah, looks like Mr. Sam was first, and then Caleb popped in. We had a pretty good pre-chat going on out there. Mr. Buck in the house as well. Kingpin showing up out there. User, Trucker, the Tactical Pickle out there with us. Trauma Jock, that guy's wife. And the numbers are coming up, so it looks like the notifications are working. That's pretty awesome. Trauma Doc out there says, "Hey guys, was watching Ian's Jungle Carbine video. Talking about the Enfield Jungle Carbine. Need to put that on the Patreon pop list maybe at some point." What is up, Pete? Pete's joining us. Speaking of that, we had the lawn chair pop today for the patrons. So for those of you that are not aware, the Patreon prop from last month has went public. Now I'll tell you an easy way to get to that. That's going to be to go over to Patreon, whether you're a patron or not. And I've got everything over there that is public anyway, all of the launch air pop replays, you're able to watch those just by simply following the channel over there. But the cool thing is I've got all of those tagged with the hashtag launch air pop. So you can just go over there, click them, and you should be done. The other thing that if you have been watching any of the replays here on YouTube, you'll notice that I've also got a timestamp in there. So you don't have to sit and watch the whole thing if you don't want to. So that could be pretty cool. Speaking of that, hey, Gunpowder, what is happening, dear? Speaking of that, last month's lawn chair pop was infield number 4 Mark 1. So I'll drop the link for that video. Like I said, that one went public today. We turned the previous month loose public whenever we finish up the current month. So, yeah. Speaking of all of that went down, I need to give some big congrats out there because our monthly winners were Mel the Nut and Phoenix. So congrats to Mel the Nut and Phoenix. Got their stuff ready to go. Got to get it boxed up, shipped out tomorrow. Well, speaking of boxing up stuff and shipping out tomorrow, one thing that I wanted to let everybody know, what's happening, Hemi, is the CloverTac caps, right? We have sold enough that I can order some more. So that's pretty awesome. Of course. Hey, Giz, what's happening, my friend? That's pretty awesome. We're going to order some more. They were getting low in the store. I know a couple of you have expressed concerns that you couldn't get the color you wanted. So going to haven't got a hold of the wasn't able to get a hold of the people today. I've been really busy today, which we'll get into that here in a little bit. Unless you have questions, if you have questions, you want to direct the show and do other things. Yeah, put it out there in the chat. Tag me in it, whatever. We'll go from there. You don't have to sit here and just listen to me vamp. What was I talking about? Yeah, the caps. Hey, Rob, what is happening, buddy? Like I said, sold enough to cover that, to order more, so that's great. Those are coming. And we're going to do a giveaway on one. So be looking for that. I will, and I mean, you can sign up, and I mean, if you don't want it, maybe if you've already bought one or whatever, that's cool. You can gift it or whatever. Some of you are already going to be eligible probably for the giveaway because I'm going to somehow tie the giveaway to my email list, meaning that you're going to have to go over to clovertech.com and sign up over there. So since I'm talking about that, let me go ahead and drop the link to it's easy enough. My goodness, you can remember clovertech.com, surely to goodness, but I'll still drop it out there for everybody. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, you fill out your little information. You've got to verify that because I don't want spammers and hackers and that kind of stuff. So you'll get a verification email, reply to that, and then you're on the email list. So I haven't decided exactly how I'm going to do it, but I know that's going to be a component of giving away a cap. We really need to get that email list built up, especially with all these platforms, and we never know. And I don't know who out there is. I don't know that I really put it out there or even talked about it much, but I had a video get taken down by YouTube. So end of the day, it was my fault. There was links there. I know there was links there. They kind of screwed around on the notification of letting me know what happened or whatever, and I actually appealed it the wrong way. Right. So I lost the appeal, and I knew that. I knew when I did the appeal, and then the next morning I woke up and I had an email from them explaining, and I was like, oh, they're going to kick it back because, you know, I didn't argue the correct thing. And so they did. They took it down, and it sucks. They said I was, you know, promoting the sale of firearms, which I wasn't. I was talking about a range and basically had a GoPro and whatnot and was going through the range shooting. So that video's up. I'm sure it's on YouTube. I believe it's on GunTube and also GunStreamer. So you can find it over there. Do a search for CloverTech Shoot House or something, and it's probably there. Speaking of GunStreamer, let me go ahead and drop that link too, because we've brought on a couple new followers over there on GunStreamer. So things are going good. Pretty cool platform. I'm beginning to get used to the mobile app and navigating around. So I recommend that you try that out and follow all of your favorites while you're at it. Bunch of them that are in this chat have channels over there. So yeah. A user out there says communist tube. It was my fault. I mean, it was breach of policy the way it was done ultimately. But they didn't give me a strike. All they did was delete the video. So, maybe they're doing a little better because I don't necessarily mind that so much saying, hey, you violated policy. We got rid of this video, right? That's when they strike you and then they mess you up for 90 days. It really hurts. Sorry. Had to get a, quick drink there. Looks like, Andrew has jumped in with us. So, hello, sir. What else we got? Tardot is out there as well, I seen earlier. So, user says he's going to get the green hat and get him a leprechaun patch to add to the front. He could certainly do that. You could certainly do that. It would probably fit on the, never thought about doing it that way, but maybe I need to look into because they do embroidery, they may be able to actually take the take some of these and sew the loop backing for my patches onto the opposite side. If they could do that, stitch that on, of course you could probably use fabric glue or something and put it on too. That would be kind of neat, because you could have the channel, basically the channel logo on one side and then the leprechaun on the other, right? That could be kind of neat. Calaveras out there says, thoughts on a 308 168 grain Barnes TTSX slug for black bear. I've never hunted black bear, so this is totally off the cuff opinion based on people I know that have hunted bear. I would not use a 308 at all, regardless of what it is. I would want something a little bit heavier, potentially, and a little bit slower. That way it delivers really, really, really good energy. Which that gets into something else we're going to talk about here in a little bit, if we don't get too many questions and I don't get like seriously behind in the chat, which usually I do. And so yeah, which I'm kind of behind now, so I'm scrolling down. Pete out there says he needs some 224 FMJ Volta hollow point projectiles. Where's his best price? That's gonna be a good one. You want jacketed, you don't, so you don't want plated stuff. That's a good question. You know, honestly, I've had the best luck when it comes to 224 stuff. I've had the best luck going to someplace like Gun Broker or something, honestly. Depends on how many you're looking to buy. If you're looking to buy 1,000 plus, then I would say go to Gun Broker and poke around maybe there. And not necessarily buy it off of Gun Broker, but a lot of the places that sell the projectiles in bulk, particularly, like I said, the jacketed stuff, not the plated. If you were talking plated, then, yeah, I've got other thoughts with that, from RMR to Extreme and even the Berry stuff. Pretty nice stuff. But I would say go there and look around. It's been so long since I've bought any, good Lord, with 224s. I've literally got thousands of projectiles here, so it's been years since I bought any. A user dropped a $5 super chat here. Says two people this week have claimed I'm in a bromance with another YouTuber. Is this true, and how long have you loved each other? So I get accused of being in a bromance with Ghost pretty often, but you know, if you haven't heard that story, that's one of them things where there's a certain undesirable channel, and we kind of met in the live chats there. He was kind of just starting to do content. I was kind of ramping up my game, so to speak, on content, and we thought a lot alike. So, yeah, it just worked out that way, I guess. Kingpin out there says he's been messing with GunTube lately. Good stuff. Yes, GunTube. It's got tons of potential, as does several of the black ones, I think, that are out there right now. I've honestly neglected GunTube quite a bit, and I think I have posted there within the last week. Because there for a few weeks, I didn't do hardly any. Trauma Jock says, looks like the East Coast is going to take one for the team. Yeah, there's a lot of chaos, looks like, going on because of that. Evacuation, people shutting things down. I've seen the Instagram post already where NRA Carry Guard, they've canceled that. And you would think that would be a little further inland, so they wouldn't really wouldn't have to worry about it. But, you know, better safe than sorry. I mean, people's got to travel to go to those things, right? So you don't want a bunch of people traveling during a time like that. So I get it. I mean, Mother Nature sometimes can be very fickle, but, you know, you kind of got to deal with it best way you can. Kingpin out there says, what's next for the shooting competition? Force steel or something else? Did not get to weather, was not necessarily cooperative and other things this weekend. So, steel challenge, honestly, is the only interest I currently have as far as competition. Hopefully the weather will be a little more cooperative in October. Those matches are the second Saturday of every month. November, I will be in Wanamaker, so we'll not have the opportunity to do it. I'll have to miss the match so that I can go to Wanamaker and J.M. Davis, and even there's another museum that G. Webbs was talking about that has like cult memorabilia, I think, or something, right? To bring you guys that, so, but that's okay. Matches are fun, but I mean, you can shoot a match anytime. Yeah, Giz out there says, keep Nightstrike and Outlaw in your thoughts. They're in the path of the hurricane. Yeah, Nightstrike. I think it was Nightstrike. Said earlier that it looked like it was going to dump a whole lot of rain on him, which is Andrew Faulkner out there says fabric glue hasn't held up on patches for me. I don't know. My wife's got some fabric glue. She may put it in the chat. There's some pretty darn good stuff. It's what we use to put the felt and all on these doors for my patch panel. And I'm not talking about using it on the patch. I'm talking about using it on the loop. The loop? Yes. The loop side of the Velcro. Because my patches do have the loop piece with them. So you could glue that loop piece on and then, you know, patch it from there maybe. Of course, you know, if you ever wanted to take it off, it's obviously going to ruin the cap. So you can almost maybe find somebody to put some stitches in it or something to secure it. And you might could even hand stitch it potentially as well. Heck, all it would take would be, you know what, half a dozen stitches around it somehow. Should hold it on. Hit me out there. I guess he's talking about the bear maybe. It's 405 grain hard cast 4570. Yes, sir. By far my favorite load to shoot in 4570 is the 405 grain. I do love it. So I'm with you on that one for sure. JJ out there with us. What's happening, buddy? We've got, Andrew out there still talking about Harvey. He says, yeah, I got 5 more years of recovery if there's no more storms. Yeah, Harvey was pretty bad. Can't even remember the ones we had before that come through. Harvey was not that bad on us. I can remember the day before they made landfall or something. It's when I bought the last generator that I've got here. And it was a good thing because we did lose power and it was for a fairly extended period of time, which is understandable. We used to lose it all the time. Somebody could sneeze, you know, or pass gas and we would lose power for a week here. And not really like that anymore. But of course, with that, we did. And yeah, we were, if memory serves, the eye was coming over us or something, and we were watching it on the Weather Channel. Because we had it all plugged into the generator. You know, of course, once the eye goes over, the sky is clear and all that. So we had satellite signal and all that good stuff. And yeah, it was interesting. Trauma Jock talking about Rita. Yeah, I think it was Rita. Rita, Humberto, Ike. Yeah, Ike and, yeah, and then Harvey. Sorry, out there. Then blame the NRA. I don't know for what, but I'll agree with it. I don't have a big problem. Big Racer in the house. He says, "Am I late?" You're not that late, Racer. You're a little late. You're fashionably late at this point. You haven't missed anything too terribly important. Grandman out there says, anyone seen Night Strike's post? I haven't watched it. I've got the notification. It's on my list of things to watch. I haven't. I think I've seen him post in an Instagram or something earlier. When he was talking about it moving a certain direction and potentially dumping a lot of rain on him. So, user said he was cussing about carrying in groceries in the rain a little while ago. He feels silly now thinking about those facing down a hurricane. Yeah. Yep, yep. Now, Ed out there, he says, what's the best SKS made in? So I'm guessing he's talking country. You know, I think if you ask five people, you're going to get five different answers to that, honestly, Ed. I like my Yugo. But one reason I like my Yugo, I like the blade bayonet on it. It's just cool. It's a big, huge knife. So, a little bit different than the spike stuff. So, you know, that I could certainly recommend. Maybe find a Yugo out there somewhere. Keep it original. That's one thing I would have to say about an SKS. You know, I got the stupid, I got it and it was in great shape. And then, you know, I had to have it all tactical or something for some crazy reason. So I had to have the Tapco, you know, whatever stock and all the other stuff. And, you know, I had that for maybe a year. I had that on it. And then one day I just walk in there and I'm like, that just looks so stupid. I got to get rid of that. So when it comes to Milsurp, if the Milsurp's not messed up, I mean, there's some. I've talked about the 1903 that I got a really good deal on it. And basically the only thing with it was the bolt, the receiver, the stock, which had been completely mutilated. And that was it. I had a Winchester Model 70 barrel on it, which was really weird. So really there wasn't any putting that back together. There wasn't any saving that old gal. So, you know, I finished it out and made it a pretty decent looking sporter. It looks more like a bench rifle actually at this point, more like almost like a sniper or a tactical bolt rifle of some sort. And then I told the story about the barreled action, the infield number one Mark III barreled action that a friend of mine found in a farmhouse or something, if I remember the story correctly, that he gave me. And again, you know, probably the most common infield on the planet, not worth dumping a bunch of money into it. So I eventually sported it as well. But then, again, they were so far gone that the only way to get life back into them, you know, either sell the parts or sporterize them. Sam is saying, with tomorrow being the 16th anniversary of 9/11, will I be doing anything? I don't have any plans on doing anything, Sam. Ghost. You know, personally, I mean, I may put some posts out or something, I'm sure. I've got a video, a produced video that will drop in the morning, but that has nothing to do with 9/11. I don't know what Ghost's topic and all is going to be. I got to figure it might be something there and similar. Seems like I did something last year. Seemed like that fell maybe on Fire and Friday or something like that. And we did something, but, falls on a Tuesday this year. So up to Ghost. We'll put that ball in his court. Maybe. Oh, great. The chat jumped on me. Oh my God. I'm this far behind. Y'all are killing me. Trauma Jock, they're talking about you don't want people to come over uninvited, just walk around naked. Yeah, I agree. Or in your undies. Yeah, that could work too. Ed is asking, what part of Texas am I in? I am, if you're familiar with Lufkin and Tyler, I am almost smack in between the two of them. Pretty much, not along 69, which is the highway that runs in between the two. I'm more off to the west, but yeah, that's a general idea. Cherokee County area. Cherokee people. Hey, Beaver. I see Beaver jumping in out there. What's up, buddy? Tarnot, all that rocking around naked in your underwear. It says, put a sock on the door handle. Most people don't know what that means, though. Oh, JJ's out there, too. He's saying he's good, but storm is coming there. The hurricane, or do you have, like, thunderstorms and stuff? JJ? Guess he'll answer that in a minute. Tactical Pickle out there. He said he had to step away. Now there's Milsurp talk feeding his addiction. He's looking for a Mosin now. So, man, they've gotten harder to find unless you want to pay good money. I'm glad I got them when I did. And when I bought them, I was like, well, why am I buying these? You know, I really don't. But now, I'm glad that I did. Beaver out there said he was hit by Hurricane Irene when it came to New York. Didn't get hit. All the news channels stopped reporting on it. They were stranded for 3 days. That sucks. Maybe y'all need to come up with something up there like the Cajun Navy down here. People that can go out and help you and that sort of thing. Now, Pete out there says SKS is better with ATR Tapco stock, dust cover mount, etc. You can keep the crappy wood stock for resale. But, well, some stocks, like the one I've got, is in really good shape. Now, it could stand to be prettier. It could stand a little light sanding and then maybe a little bit of, you know, several good coats of oil on it. But, and I think it would look a ton better, but it's not bad at all. I tell you something that the wood sucks on is those, what is it? The Type 53 Mosin. Man, the wood is crap on those. I got one and it had a busted piece busted off of it. and I ordered two stocks, and they looked fine in the pictures. And then I got them here, and they had busted pieces of crap too. And I was like, wow, these stocks suck. So I just got the worst, kept the worst of the three, or the best of the three, I guess you could say. The best of the three, and then sold the other two, I think, in a garage sale. Jake's out there. What's happening, Jake? User out there said he just got the notification from YouTube. Man, are on the ball. Yeah, I agree. Roll call. Lord of the rant in the house. Jake out there said he read a couple days ago that the Tavor 7 is delayed again. Seems to be an accuracy issue. They're testing a 1 in 10 barrel. Okay, that's interesting stuff. Good to know. Maybe that'll get some traffic on that, on my video. So, anytime there's any controversy and, you know, people get all upset because there's a delay or whatever, and they take the YouTubes and they do a search and there's my video, and then they go in my comments and gripe like I have anything to do with it. I love it. It's like, hey, I'm just, you know, I just visited the booth and got them to kind of explain the rifle there. I don't, you know, other than that, I can't help you. Yeah, Sam out there still talking about the 9/11 thing. So still thinks that the victims and families. Yeah, we had the show we did last year had to do with where we was at and our feelings on the, you know, at the time and our feelings now and feelings afterward. And, you know, the bad thing is how quickly you forget things like that, you know. Roko out there says, save Night Strike. We may have to. We may have to load up. We may have to load up in the Clover Jet, which can sustain hurricane force winds, by the way. I got that, picked up that technology from Wonder Woman a few years back. And anyway, we'll fly out there and pick him up. Ain't no big deal. All good. let's see what else we got here. Jumping over to the gun channels just to see. I don't see anybody hanging out over there, so that's weird. But that's okay. Pete says anyone wearing a full Nike outfit gets slapped tomorrow. I don't own anything Nike, to my knowledge. And in my lifetime, I've owned very few things that are Nike, and don't have any real reason. Same way that the whole Levi's thing is in play now. And I'm like, I wear Wranglers, and, you know, Wranglers been a huge part of NASCAR for years and years and years. So, you know, most rednecks wear Wranglers. Come on. We're going to wear what's advertised on NASCAR, right? So whatever. I mean, you know, the point is, I mean, it gets back into the sheer stupidity, and I don't know. I'm not big on the boycott thing. I'm just not. If I have a personal issue, I don't mind telling you, if it comes up or whatever, that here's my issue with that company and this is why I don't deal with them. But especially if it's a company like those Starbucks, I could care less. Starbucks, you know, hate me. I don't hate me. I know Tack out there will freak out if I say this, so, but I really don't care. My wife probably will too, but I could care less if Starbucks went out of business tomorrow or if they ever existed. I could care less. So for me to sit back here, I've never bought anything from them. Never plan on buying anything from them. Yeah, so for me to sit back here, you know, like when they do something and call for boycotts and stuff, I don't know. It doesn't seem genuine to me. So if I have a beef with a company and I deal with that company, that's, I don't know, that's a different story. But what's weird is vast majority of the companies that I deal with or seemingly, I should say, a vast majority of the companies that I deal with, you know, they never have issues. So do I just naturally deal with companies that know how to run business? Maybe. I don't know. I will say this. I've got a list. You know, the whole Nike thing, that really, the Levi's thing's different, but the Nike thing has to do with, obviously, the whole kneeling thing, the Kaepernick thing, and Levi's has to do with the whole gun control argument. But, you know, when you're dealing with the gun control argument, I've said this over and over and over and over, and, you know, I could literally put out a show every day, and you would still get people that either don't believe it or don't research it for themselves or whatever. But there are hundreds of companies across this country that have or have had, you know, let's just say anti-Second Amendment stances of some sort. So, you know, I don't know. It, you know, to say I'm going to boycott everybody that does everything I don't agree with or like, I don't know. I think that's hard to do. Trauma Jock said he'll be headed to Palestine later this month. He'll give me a heads up. Please do. We need to go eat some barbecue or Mexican food or something. If we go to Mexican food, I'll have to take that guy's wife. We'll have to both meet you over there because... Now, I'm not sure what Trauma Jock's saying. He says do a how-to guide for Brazilian waxing. I have no idea about the Brazilian waxing. Is that the South American version of Mr. Miyagi or something? I don't know what he's talking about. He's out there. Dale is, was it Dale or Beaver that is so close? Got the Tactical Pickle Calaveras. He's the shameless plug. He's at 97. Love to hit 100. So yeah, anybody that's not sub to Calaveras, the Tactical Pickle, get over there and get that done for sure. Sure, for sure. That way we can have us a good old giveaway. And that's what Pete's saying. Woohoo! 100 sub giveaway. Andrew out there says Cajun Navy are some really good people. They have a wish list on Amazon. Anybody wants to help? That's pretty cool. And roll call said he found some Mosin stocks at a place called Dunham's. They were polymer stocks, so that's really weird. Dang, did I get that far behind in the chat? I am behind. My goodness, I'm that far behind again. Y'all are killing me. Y'all are always killing me, though. That's fine. There's Giz on the Gun Channel side. He says, hey, hey, on the Gun Channel side. Cool. Beaver out there is asking if anybody knows of a channel that builds classic guns from Blueprint. And I do not. I kind of got chastised a little bit earlier because I didn't know, and I don't even remember the channel's name, but I was in like a creator helper thing, and this guy has like some kind of sports channel or something. And he's like, okay, believe you don't know, he's got 5 million subs or something. And I'm like, okay, so... He's some dude that has 5 million subs. Does that mean I have to know who he is? I'm not into sports. So, user says tomorrow makes 2 months since his NFA check was cashed. He hates the wait. Yeah, I understand, but unfortunately, got to do it. Beaver says he can't stand Ben and Jerry's. They bust people in from out of state for the anti-gun stuff. Yep. And there's several other companies that do. You know, I think having a here's a difference, and this is where I come down, I think, ultimately, too. Stuff like that, stuff where they're funding activism, is different than a policy they enact. They're well within their rights to enact a policy or something like that. Like, you can't carry in here, or employees can't carry, or we're not going to carry the specific firearm anymore. Okay, fine. You're within your rights as a company, I guess, to do that. I'm okay with it. You know, surely you're in the business of being in the business to make money, and you've weighed it, and it's worth your while. But yeah, when you take that money, you know, and you know, you're actively doing something, I think that's a little bit different. Rob out there said, who wants to overpay for crappy coffee? There you go. What's up, Roosted? What's up, Slim Cowboy? What's happening, gentlemen? Roosted says better late than never. Jake out there says he doesn't watch football because of kneeling. Because the Seahawks owner donated millions to anti-gun. You know, I haven't watched football in years. I haven't watched professional sports of any kind in years. I used to. Society has moved along. The athletes in those sports there's way too large of a percentage of just crap, garbage people in those sports. It's not really for love of the game anymore. They don't have, talking about the players, owners, and a lot of that stuff, it's more conglomeration for that particular league, right, or that particular sport, than it is the individual team and the pride for the team. Just a lot of different issues that I've taken up over the years. And it doesn't matter the sport. I mean, it runs the gamut from football to hockey to basketball to whatever. Dang it, y'all lost me again in the chat. Y'all killing me here. let's see. Mohawk boys out there. Just, what's up, y'all? Don't rat me out. Oops, I just ratted him out. I'm sorry. User out there, did you see where Michael Moore swiped the mic from Hogg for encouraging Canada to meddle in the midterms? Yeah, wasn't that hilarious? I mean, you know, what's even more funny, haven't really got a chance to say this, I don't think, or did I? Did we talk about it last week? I don't know. I don't talk about much political and all that anymore. So this is the place, really, if you want to go down those rabbit holes a little bit, want my opinions. But he's so irrelevant. He's so weak. He's last week, right? His little, you know, I mean, he's promoting the meddling in elections. He's trying to extort companies. And what's funny is he took like literally, was it like 40 kids or was it even that many that went to Smith & Wesson to demand that they spend money on studies? And it's like, are you serious, dude? Are you freaking kidding me? You know, and of course that gets coverage. And they pan the cameras and make it look good. But it was just like, I think there was 40 kids. It was ridiculous. It was nothing to even be remotely concerned about. Sam out there says, for Mosins, you want originals, but they're not easy to find unless they're in a protective case in a museum or someone's private collection. Yeah, probably so. That's Trauma Jock out there talking about the cricket. Yeah. Yep, my wife has had a couple of them. So, and uses them quite regularly. Now, Jake out there says he got his first stamp last month. He's already planted another. Yeah, the Snap thing gets addictive to a point. Assuming you got the money to pay the extortion tax on it, right? It really does. That's the only thing keeping me from having like 20 more. Seriously. David Bolin out there says, do you have to register every suppressor one by one? Yes, you do. Yep. Each one has to have a tax paid. So, yeah. Tactical Pickle says, truck stop coffee's better than Starbucks. Every day of the week, anytime. Houston says, hockey. Heck with the NFL. There you go. Yeah. What else we got here? Lord, user out there is pandering now. He thinks this is dial-a-date, I guess, or something. Killing me. Roosted says Texans should love hockey. They stole a great hockey theme. I love it. Hockey's one of them things. I've only ever been to one hockey game. But I got to say that even back in the day when I had been to a baseball game and a football game and a basketball game, the most fun time I ever had, the most enjoyable, was watching live at that time. Then had my say about what I think about pro sports nowadays. Was hockey, without a doubt. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I am caught up. Can you believe that I'm caught up? And we're not out of time. So, since I'm caught up, I want to do something here. I want to do a couple things. First of all, I'm going to throw out some links. So get ready. You're fixing to get linked. Linked. So the first one I'm going to throw out is to clovertac.com. Why? Oh, that ain't clovertac.com. That's a different link. Hang on. Working on it. Why? Because you want to be familiar with that, because we're going to give away a cap probably here before too terribly long. Hey, 817, what's up, buddy? So you'll be one step ahead of the game if you go to clovertac.com, scroll to the bottom, and then sign up on the email thing. Now, you're not going to get any emails at all if you sign up right now. So it's not like you're going to get spammed or anything like that. I'm doing nothing with that except for compiling the list at this point. Once I decide what is going to be done, an email will be sent out and we'll kind of discuss how we're going to utilize that email list. So if you're on the email list, you will have some type of input on how we utilize said email list, right? I'm not just going to compile it and then spam you every day with some crap. That's not the way it's going to work. Yeah, Roosted out there says, not a bad seat in the house in most hockey arenas nowadays. Yeah, I would believe it. So, that's the email list. Get on that, because I can promise you when we give away the cap, that's going to be a prerequisite, is that you have that. That guy's wife says, media family is not eligible. Yeah, that could be hashtag rigged just a little bit. And then the next thing is I want to throw a link out here, because I've got an opportunity to do some T&E. And also, sometime in October, these folks will be on the Friday show. It's Allegiance Ammo. Roosted said, wait, there's a cap? Well, there's caps in the store. There's a few in the store. I've got more coming. But anyway, talk to these guys at length. We've been trying to get together, and we've just been missing each other on schedule. Allegiance Ammo. But go over there and check that stuff out. So, and get ready for questions come next month whenever they come on Fire on Friday, right? And then be looking for stuff because they're supposed to be sending me some pretty cool stuff to T&E and play with. But they've got this 110 grain 5.56. 110 grain frangible 5.56. Oh my God. And he told me today they were working on like 130 or 135 grain or something. So I'm like, holy geez. And they got really cool. It's really cool frangible, you know, frangible ammo. So, I mean, just looking at it, I hadn't got to play with it yet. Hopefully I will. I think we shored that up. So more to come, testing and other things to do. Yeah, user says every time you say T&E. Yeah, you got to say T&E. Make sure that last letter is an E. Otherwise, we get accused of the whole sex sales thing, right? 817 says, wait, what? 100 grain 5.56. Repeat that, please. 110 grain 5.56. Tactical Pickle has a good question. And I asked him that, okay? well, the twist rate, we didn't get into the twist rate, honestly. But according to him, it has to do with the weight. It has to do with the length of the projectile, right? What's up, AWAG? I seen you sneak in, buddy. Guitar Man Pete says, going to need a 1 in 12. No, you would need like a 1 in 7. It would go down. 1 in 7 is faster than 1 in 12. Or 1 in 5. Yeah, AWAG says probably 1 in 5. Now, according to him, and the Tactical Pickle out there, he asked a good question because he's like, how long is it? Blah, blah, blah. He said that the 110 was no longer than a 62, a standard 62 grain FMJ. So, so yeah. It has to do with the weight, the material, and the composition, supposedly, is where they're getting the weight. So, yeah, AWAG says 1 in 7 can stabilize 85 plus. Yeah, I've got a 24-inch 1 in 7, and I actually have some 100 grain here. So, and I should add, these are the 110 grain they sell. It's 110 grain, like I said, and they're working supposedly on 130 grain frangible. And they are subsonic, so they're for home, you know, home defense type situations, right? And that's some of the testing that they were wanting to do. They were wanting to test some stuff suppressed, and then he told me a story today, and he may tell it next month too, but he told a story today about they built some of these because, I mean, they're designed to penetrate, but as soon as they penetrate, they're designed to just basically go all to pieces. And he said that, I forgot what distance he said, honestly, like 500 yards maybe or something we were talking about, but he said they designed a 50 BMG, that would not penetrate a 5-gallon bucket of water. It dumped all of its energy in the bucket of water. Of course, I mean, you can imagine what that would look like. There would be no bucket or water left in it, right? Yeah, 817 out there says, look up the military's new 408. It's not like the 408 Chi-Tech. Sam out there, he says, what's the best 308 rifle in my experience? Savage, man. I absolutely love my Model T and FC PHS. Absolutely love it. It's awesome. Now we're getting all off. I know started y'all all off into some twist rate stuff, didn't I? AWAG says he's put in a progressive twist barrel on his Howitt Mini 223. Starts at 112, ends at 107. That's pretty cool. User says Savage is great. AWAG says can't beat a Savage. So, yeah, got some. Yeah, Pete out there says all Cytex are smoking long range stuff. Yeah, I've had an opportunity to shoot a 408, and it was, God, it was awesome. Man, it was awesome. But it was also expensive. Holy geez, that was one expensive rifle. I forgot what Home Dude paid for that, but it was thousands of dollars. Oh, okay. User out there says, I don't think I've seen anyone do a video on twist rates, what they are, and how they work. Well, funny you should mention that, user. And I've been trying a new video series out over on Patreon. A couple more videos I get down, and I'll start releasing those on YouTube. Because I'm doing them there. I'm kind of getting some feedback. And those videos, that format would be a super great way, I think, to maybe explain twist rate. And I've actually already considered that as a topic for one of those videos. I just hadn't buckled down and filmed it yet. So yeah, we might get you one of those. Andrew out there says he thinks IV88 did one on how to tell what twist a barrel has. It's not that hard. You can mark a, you know, if you've got some type of a cleaning jag or something that will twist, right? It's grabbing just enough to twist. You can mark it and can be able to tell. Yeah, Pete out there says Cheyenne Tactical is at the forefront of long range science. Yeah. Sam says they're expensive as heck. Yeah, they are. I forgot, but it was thousands of dollars what this guy paid for this. It was thousands of dollars. And it may have been up in like the $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 range. It was pretty insane. The user says a lot of people have no idea what 1-in-6 or 1-in-12 is. Yeah, a lot of people just buy a rifle and throw ammo in it, and then they go, "It's not shooting good." It's like, no kidding. You know? It's like, no kidding. And for most of the commercial stuff, I mean, you know, when you start talking about building your own rifle, whatever platform it might be, right? You know, you have those options. When you start talking about commercial out of the box, twist rates are pretty standard, and then they're pretty consistent with factory off the shelf ammo and stuff like that. And that's why, honestly, is because most people don't nerd out enough on the twist rate and stuff like that. Kingman out there says, read the owner's manual. Yeah. You know, I had to read the owner's manual, believe it or not. I don't want to give this away, because this video will drop tomorrow to the public. Patrons out there have already been privy to it, but it's a comparison video, and one of those I literally did have to read the manual on, believe it or not. Oh my God, what a pain in the rear end that particular firearm was. So yeah. It was required reading, unfortunately. All right. So, believe it or not, this is one of them things where we're about halfway got caught up. 817 out there, 223 is a civilian, 5.56. He only uses 5.56 on Sport 2. Yeah, the ammo that we're talking about with this Allegiance ammo, he did say it needed to be 5.56 chamber. So, which that's kind of a duh thing, I think. But And then 817 says 110 grain. Gosh, what's the speed or the power? The actual energy, I don't remember. It's insane, though, for what it is. But it's subsonic. So, you know, it's basically equivalent. You think about it, 110 grains, basically equivalent to maybe a 9mm. You know, something like that. So, but again, you're talking about it being a frangible projectile. So, you know, purpose driven. Keep in mind that, you know, we're talking purpose driven. We're not talking about running out and, you know, doing crazy stuff. But I did talk with him about hunting. We had a pretty good conversation earlier. So I think the show next month, we bring him on. He may nerd out kind of like Marcus did with the cleaning products, or Gary did with those Honor Guard pistols. He may nerd out pretty good. So he kind of seemed like the type that really knew his products and liked to talk about it. So we may really get into a projectile twist rate, you know, velocity, energy type discussion with him next month. Hey, there is Tack. Speaking of the devil, thank God he missed all the bad mouthing Starbucks, because he would not have been able to handle it. AWAG says it's better to overstabilize than it is to understabilize. Yeah, but there's other factors when you talk about the whole keyhole and thing and stuff like that. There's, and y'all, And I'm speaking of the choir, I'm sure, with you, AWAG, but there's other factors at play, I should say. Andrew says he almost bought one. He was so glad he didn't. Bought one? What? I wonder what he almost bought. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Andrew almost thought there, so. Okay. Well. Oh, good Lord. Tack out there is trolling. Apparently guns and palm trees make the frogs gay or something. I don't know what he's talking about out there. Oh, Andrew said pistol from the patron video. They're okay. They are what they are. I mean, they're worth less than what you pay for one new. But, you know, it depends on what you expect, right? I mean, you can go and you can buy a, you know, fancy custom, you know, ballpoint pen, you know, in the case at Office Depot for $70, or you can buy a package of 10 Bics for, you know, $1.99. Right? Are you going to expect the cheap ones to write as fluid and well, or dry as quickly, or, you know, be smudge proof, or, you know, that sort of stuff? No, of course not. So, kind of depends on what you expect out of stuff like that. As long as you don't expect too much, then that's the way I usually operate. It is what it is, which is a very good thing to say. Now, that guy's wife out there, she's nerding out over the whole coffee thing. Minty mocha frappe with peppermint. Tactical Wickle says his Ruger American 223 with a 1-8 barrel doesn't seem to like 50 grain Hornady polytips. Yeah, maybe a length issue with that polytip. Is the polytip longer than the other ones? Longer ogive on it, maybe? I said ogive. I got a habit of saying ogive. Some people say ogive. So. But yeah, you really got to watch that. Makes a difference. Jake out there says, why did they put a 1-12 in the SCAR 17 instead of a 1-10? Can't shoot heavy bullets. Adam, on the sweet spot for his is 168 grain creams. Anything higher, it shoots poorly. I like I like 165 to 168 grain in a 308. I really do. I really, really do. Even in the bolt rifle, I'll load 165s or 168 subsonic, you know, and they're wicked nasty when they tumble. So, and they will tumble when they upon entry. Well, anyway, looks like we're about 5 minutes over. So I'm going to I'm going to shut things down. So I don't think anybody would. Yeah, Kingpin out there says don't buy subsonic reloads. Yeah, be really careful about buying subsonic ammunition. Even when you say reloads, there's a lot of small ammunition companies. You really need to be careful who you're buying from. But more importantly than that, I mean, you really need to be careful. Make sure you don't have squibs and other weird things going on. Because the firearm you're trying to fire those in may just not work. Especially if, you know, particularly you're talking about semi-automatic. Without having a can on the end to increase that back pressure and so forth, this may not be enough to cycle, right? Attack out there says don't do drugs or reloads or Yankee Marshall. Lord, killing me. So yeah, with that, we are going to we're gonna get out of here. So we'll see you Wednesday. We should hopefully have not made contact, but then again, last week was the same way with our junior shooter for Wednesday. But they're out of South Africa, so if we I'm really looking forward to getting them on. I hope that we make that, you know, I can make the contact and nothing weird's going on and we can make that happen. Would love to hear about competitive shooting in South Africa and what the Africa Nationals and stuff is like. That could be really a really interesting conversation. This Friday is not going to be an industry day. An industry show. It was going to be an Ask the Panel Anything. It'll be Ask the Panel Anything number 3. So we'll take a break from the industry. We'll have a little fun. Hopefully I'll get that cap giveaway going. And we may give away that cap or announce the winner of the cap there on the Friday show, if I can get that rolling quick enough. That's it, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. I know it's probably been tough to have to go back to work for those of you that had to. And we'll catch you Wednesday, if not before. Later.